I'm Richard Hake with Life After Sandy, WNYC series on the recovery and rebuilding after the storm. Over the past 5 months, we've been following neighborhoods and people directly affected. In the working class community of Union Beach, New Jersey, we've been talking with Gigi Liaguano Dore. She owns Jacob Hobbs Bay Restaurant, named after her two sons, which was damaged beyond repair. It's one of more than 300,000 private sector businesses that were affected by Sandy. Besides her establishment, she's seeing the neighborhood around her slowly disappear. Every day, construction crews demolish between 4 and 8 damaged buildings before they cart away the rubble, leaving only vacant lots in large swaths of the town. Finally, it was Gigi's turn. New Jersey Public Radio's Scott Gurian was there to watch as Jacob Hobbs Bay came down.
On a blisteringly cold, overcast morning, Gigi came to get a final glimpse of her business, where she'd spent the past 14 years of her life. As she waited for the demolition to begin, a police officer pulled up. "Do you really want to be here?" he asked.
Yeah. Gotta come down.
As long as you're accepting it.
I got no choice.
Well, that's not always easy. It's not always easy.
Not accepted.
Prior to Sandy, Jacob Hobbs Bay was a Union Beach institution, serving up to 400 people on a crowded night. Diners from near and far came to enjoy the burgers and seafood and grab a few drinks after work as the sun went down and the skyline of New York lit up in the distance. But the storm sent powerful waves that collapsed its roof and swept its dock out to sea. The restaurant was damaged beyond repair, with just its facade and front awning as a memory of how things once were. Gigi watched as her fiancé, Wally, unscrewed the Jacob Hobbs sign from the front of the building and dug through the rubble one last time, looking for whatever recognizable items he could salvage. A piece of plywood, a set of lights, a broken chair.
He's very emotional right now, so he's just doing whatever he can do. Even if it doesn't make any sense, he's just doing it.
A few minutes later, the tractor arrived and began its work. As it reached over for the first time and tore a chunk from what was left of the building's trademark teal-colored roof, splintering it into 1,000 pieces, Gigi closed her eyes and covered her face. She had been up all night thinking about this very moment.
What I'm losing, obviously, is the building. You know, the memories I have to keep close to me. You always have your memories. It's just the physical part of it. See, there's a lot of sweat and tears in there.
Gigi purposely didn't tell a lot of people that Jacob Hobbs would be demolished this day. She says she didn't want to spread bad news and didn't want people to grieve just for her. Still, the word got out to a couple dozen friends, longtime patrons, and former employees who showed up wearing matching Jacob Hobbs sweatshirts and gathered across the street to witness what they knew would be a difficult event to watch.
Oh, my God.
Karen Stokes worked at the restaurant for 5 years off and on, though she said she considered herself more of a customer than an employee.
Mine went down yesterday. Not my business, but my house. I know what she's feeling over there. Another part of Union Beach gone down. It's hard.
It's our old friend. And to see it destroyed like this, it breaks my heart.
Hostess manager Mary Jean Riccardi said she'd promised herself she would stay strong, but the sight in front of her was just too much to bear.
We understand that, you know, if you have a restaurant on the water, this is things that happen, but this building has been up for decades. And you know what? Even after the storm, if I would come down in Union Beach, I go this way so I can go past Jacob Hobbs. And I go past and I say, "Hey, how you doing? You still hanging in there?"
After an hour and a half, all that was left of Jacob Hobbs was a giant pile of bricks, cinder blocks, and lumber. But Gigi said watching the demolition gave her a sense of closure. She's about to open a smaller restaurant at a temporary location elsewhere in town, but the fate of the original site remains uncertain. She's gotten a check for some of her losses from her flood insurance, but she's still waiting on 2 other claims, as well as a loan from the Small Business Administration. So the question of when or even if she'll be able to rebuild on the bay has yet to be determined. For WNYC, I'm Scott Gurian.
Visit WNYC.org for more stories, including maps, photos, and videos on our series, Life After Sandy. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.